everybody, and welcome to John Hennigan's Old Time Radio Show.
So glad you could join us.
It's going to be really terrific. We got some really wacky, zany old records for you tonight. Boy, oh boy.
It's going to be a swell time.
Went to the depot, looked up on the boat. Went to the depot, looked up on the boat. It read good times, yeah, but better down the road. Like you done, Potion. You can't do me like you done, Potion. You took Potion, woman, but you sure Lord can't take mine. Here come Default Bailey now with a harmonica. Coming to Nashville for a load of pig iron. Where was your mama when the train left the shed? Where was your mama when the train left the shed? Standing in my front door, wishing I was dead. Two little monkeys playing up in a tree. Two little monkeys playing up in a tree. One said to the other, come on, let's make hoopy. Lord, no. Fortune-telling place. I met a little gypsy in a fortune-telling place. She read my mind, then she slapped my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so great.
Oh.
So great.
Oh. All right. Saturday, December 18th, you're listening to John's Old Time Radio Show with our two pals, Mark Pollock and Robert Armstrong. What's up, fellers?
Hey.
That was the great
Sam McGee. Time.
Yeah,
I'm been shocked. That was incredible. Detuning on that guitar, right?
I think standard tuning.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's like C position, right?
Oh my gosh!
I tried to play that at one point.
It's key of E.
Key of E. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh!
He just like really. He was masterful. Was what he could do.
You play all those years with Dave Makin, something's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, really a bluesy sense.
Oh, my God.
Since our theme today is transportation.
Tell us. So that's what I just realized. We didn't even introduce our theme for the last show. So
I just tell them
what we're... Yeah, tell them what we're going to do. Well, usually you have... usually I'll say something like records about transportation, then you'll say something like, you know, drifting away via sea boat to a... you know, like you have a more eloquent way of saying...
Let me wax poetic. Okay, yeah. I get
the waiting in line for the Cars ride at Disneyland. Which is actually the greatest place to hear 78s of car-based tunes you will ever find.
Really?
They've got a loop of about 2 hours of fantastic songs there. And I will just stand in line going, oh, this is a good one. You know, I love automobile horns. I go, ta, 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 comes on. And you just go, why is this in this bizarre place? It's wonderful. Yeah. Also, you know, you end up going on the internet and trying to find the playlist. And you just go, oh, look at all these great records I need to own.
So this one, I'll play both sides. But we'll start with side one of Transportation Blues by Charlie Trout's Melody Artists.
Okay.
And this is from 1928. Recorded at Atlanta. We'll play side two later.
Head out the window, watch the driver's roll. I'll run her till she leaves the rail, cause I'm 8 hours late with a Western mail. Poor old Casey was dying. Let's go to bed, children. Hush your crying, cause you've got another daddy on the Salt Lake line.
Mrs. Jones, you've got another daddy. Mrs. Jones, on the Salt Lake line. Mrs. Jones, you've got another daddy. You've got another daddy on the Salt Lake line.
I want to see the chart for that where it says make moaning sounds like Casey Jones's wife. You know, is that ever on charts? You know, do they do stuff like that? Or you've read more charts than I have.
Just get spontaneous, if you will. Anyway, we'll play side two later on.
Okay,
part two, I should say.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, who was the artist again? I lost track.
Charlie Trout's Melody Artists.
Nice.
I don't know anything. I assume they're from around Atlanta, Georgia. They recorded there, so.
I don't know. I know they recorded for OK in Columbia. Great band.
Yeah. That was excellent. Well, I'm going to go in a wholly different direction just because it seems like the records I pulled out leaned towards later records. And
This is one of my favorites. The song Transfusion is, of course, by Nervous Norvus. But it was covered by Scatman Crothers on the Tops label. And this may be one of the few times we ever play a Tops record on this show, because it could not be more non-old time than Tops. It couldn't be cheesier than Tops usually. There's a lot of records on Tops are just terrible. But Scatman Crothers recorded a lot of rock standards in the 50s, you know, re-recorded them for Tops. And some of the performances are fantastic.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Plus, he made appearances on Sanford and Son TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a great duet he does with Fred. What do they do?
Oh, some they do old standard. All of Me, I think.
All of Me, yeah. That's a great one. Yeah.
Playing his Martin tenor guitar, which he was superb at. Yeah. But, of course, my Scatman Crothers, and I don't know if this is going to be true for you, John, but my Scatman Crothers' first exposure was Hong Kong Phooey. Watching that.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, he was the voice of Hong Kong Phooey. He was the dog.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I loved that show, yeah.
Yeah, he recorded, and he actually recorded some singles for the Hanna-Barbera label in the 60s or 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gotta look for those.
Yeah, they're pretty wild. Anyways, but he does Transfusion. I like this. I like the Nervous Norvus version, but I like this one better. It's just something really great about it.
What's it called?
Transfusion.
Okay.
Down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my round about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. Foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm gonna pass a truck on the heel ahead. Transfusion, transfusion. My red corpuscles are a mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jensen. I took a little drink and I'm feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow-poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, transfusion. I'm a real gone pill-faced and that's no illusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. Now rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, you better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'll never, never, never go to speed again. Pop the fluid in me, Louie. I'm a burning up the freeway early this morning and a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn. Man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'll never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes. Lying, crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, daddy-o, I'll make that typo. Huh? Bad boy.
I love that version. And it's easier to hear all the words on that than the Nervous Norvus record I remember hearing as a kid on pop radio. But it's just so frenetic, you know, and he's just rattling off the lyrics so fast it's hard to understand all the words. But Scatman does a great version.
And
he's a great singer.
Yeah, and he there's something about him, I don't know if it's just an innate talent he had or if he just had a great work ethic, but every record of his I hear, you know, these cheap Tops records, they couldn't have been paying him much of squat for each one. You know, these were not high-paying gigs. But he puts his all into every one, you know, makes them so enjoyable. Just love that.
All right, I'm going to keep it going with a train record, CC&O Blues.
Oh, nice.
This is by, as you hear, the cops coming for me in the background. I didn't steal it. I do own this record. This is by Pink Anderson and Simi Dooley.
Oh, this is a great record.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so?
What for?
I won't be hanging round your door no more. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboat, either ride the blind. Gonna ride that train you call that CC line. I'm going to country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long.
What's you going for?
Going up the country to count your days I'm gone. CC&O, the best train are to ride. The CC&O, the best train are to ride. The CC&O, the best train are to ride.
What about it, boy?
Let the train to ride to pass it by your mind. Mama told me, so did father too. Said mama told me, so did father too. Said mama told me, so did father too.
What you got, boy?
That CC road gonna be the death of you. Whoop it, boy, whoop it. I wonder where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone.
Why, boy?
I feel like riding Epis all night long.
Oh, so good. Oh.
Nice, that's right?
Wonderful guitar work.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You have a couple spares of that you can send us?
Yeah. Yeah, I always keep a couple spares around. That was recorded in Atlanta, 1928.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Well, and back to Atlanta in 1928. Let's listen to part two of Transportation Blues.
Sure.
And this one's about Steamboat Bill.
Most people don't know this, but in Atlanta, 1928, they only allowed you to record transportation records.
A little known fact, yes.
Yeah.
The heck of a city council meeting.
Who says I don't know my music history? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Mammy, hear that Swanee River. It makes your boy want to go back to Dixie. See those fields of cotton. See those little pickaninnies, hear the banjos strumming. I seem to see that race between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Thank you.
Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave him orders on the Strictly team to try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Beat up the fire, let the old smoke roll. Burn up your cargo if you run out of coal. But don't beat that record, Billy told the mate. Send my mail in care of Peter at the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, trying to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Up stepped a gambling man from Louisville, who tried to get a bet against the whippoorwill. William Fleischer, oh, that surely was a bear. The explosion of the boiler blew him up in the air. The wife of Mr. William was at home in bed when she got the message saying Steamboat's dead. She said, come here, children, you honey lambs. The next boy you have will be a railroad man.
Wow, what an ending.
Yeah, they just kind of turn it loose at the end there.
Great record, great band.
Yeah.
A lot of times those bands just played generic arrangements, but when they were, you know, when they were a good band and had like good arrangements, you know, some of the most, you know, you can play a dance band, what I was going to say, a band that one record is just totally blah, and then turn it over and it's unbelievably hot, and you know, so it has to do with the song, the arrangement and the band. But I think a lot of them just went into these recording studios and probably just like everybody else was trying to record what was popular, wasn't necessarily their best stuff.
They're just restricted, and I think they wanted to cut loose and play when they had a chance, but otherwise they're just under the thumb by, you know, they had like an A&R guy saying no, we're trying to reach a broad audience, keep it tame, you guys, you know.
Right out of the gate in the recording,
or like maybe
industry.
The last chorus they let them, you know, get a little hot,
right?
Yeah, when you got 10 seconds left you can play, it's like, oh,
what are you gonna do, make us record it again?
All right, so before we forget, let's do a commercial. Let's make sure that every single person listening to this podcast right now stop what they're doing and go buy something from one of ours website. And that was improper English, but that's as good as I can do. So it shouldn't stop your purchasing, you know.
If you make some purchases, we can go for elocution lessons. And that would really be great. You know?
Exactly.
Use people out there. You listen to us.
I didn't even know what that means, but I know I need elocution lessons or whatever he said. All right, but anyways, so for me, you could go to East River String Bend. That's what it sounds. It sounds like a trick, right? And then they strap you down. I've seen plenty of movies that end up that way. But all right, so you could go to eastriverstringband.com, and there's a link there to the podcast, actually, where you can download all the previous episodes for free, and you can actually go to the actual podcast website from there that has, like, the photos and videos and stuff that's attached, so that's cool.
Leave a comment or a complaint, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, I have those turned off because I get, like, 500 spam a day, you know, about, like, erection problems and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's funny because I would, like, encourage... especially negative comments, I would find them thrilling, but you know, it's just too much hassle to delete all the garbage.
Yeah,
and then, it's just elocution problems.
Exactly. But we have an eBay store, Eden and John, where you can buy all releases, and I'm pretty sure by the time people are listening to this, our new record, "Goodbye Crew World" by the East River String Band, is going to be out. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome.
Just finished up the mixes.
Great.
And then where are they going to go, Mr. Armstrong? They're going to go buy a painting and some CDs.
Oh.
And
where else but Armstrong Art and Novelty Hut.
Where
else? .com. Armstrong Art and Novelty Hut. One long illegible word. The novelty hut.com. I got painting.
Both of us are made our websites before we understood, like, same thing like with my email. It's my full name before I understood how what a pain in the ass that was going to be.
It all runs together. But, it's unreadable. Yeah.
If you can get there, if you can type all that in, you're going to find some amazing artwork by Mr. Armstrong, links to all his music that you can buy, going back to the Cheat Soup Serenaders and all the bands. Right up until current times. What's your most recent release? Is that with
like Sourdough Slim, I guess.
Sourdough Slim, probably.
And great stuff. I did a record great with a Ken Emerson too. That's a great one. I love that record.
But
that's a good one. And then once you've spent all the money you have on John's stuff and Bob's stuff, before you try to buy that last crust of bread that'll keep you alive. I do have a t-shirt shop, and you want to talk about an impossible address. I'll just email it to you, John. You can put it in the podcast listing, because there's no way anybody's going to be typing all these dashes. It's t-shirts-for-fans-of-78rpm.creator-spring.com. Forget it. Okay.
We'll put a link up. We'll put links to everything.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to go to the podcast page and check out the photos, and you can click on the links.
And, yeah. And that does link to my YouTube channel. I post a lot of records, and I try not to duplicate what we play in the podcast because, you know, why bother? So.
And, you know, bread and water is overrated. I mean, you got to have cool stuff.
You can get water at the park.
Yeah, come on. When I was a kid, we drank water. It came from the ground. It came out of a well, and it was filled with chemicals, and we liked it. All right.
Extra chewy. So I think one thing that I'm noticing what the records are playing is this is kind of taking on the shape of the record listening parties we have, where there's a considerable whiplash as we switch from style to style, and there is nothing wrong with that. But I notice when we get together and have a listening party, sometimes you try to follow other people, and sometimes you don't have a record that'll follow them at all, so you're just like, you know what, you're just going to suffer whiplash. This is not going to follow stylistically one bit, and that's okay.
Highly eclectic.
Yeah. Of course, it also helps.
Who wants to hear this? Who wants to hear the same record over and over? You know, what's wrong with that?
Good point. Okay,
doing a little bit of time jumping.
Yeah,
go ahead, give it a spin there.
Yeah, we got a 4-star record here. This is Cactus Pryor doing Jackass Caravan.
Jackass Caravan. Caravan, cloppy clipping through the smog and fog. All you do is sit and stop, cloppity clop, cloppity slop, cloppity flop, bobbity bopping along. Jackass Caravan, get up there, get along, take a hole there, heave to, get a going. Oh, come on, Jackass, get up off of your Jackass Caravan. Cloppity clipping through the breeze and moisture. You're as slow as a crippled oyster. Cloppity clop, bebop, bebop, hoppity hop, cloppity clopping along. There's some sodium acetyl salicylate for a feller named Alka-Seltzer. There's some Dr. Percy Pepfield for pale palate people. There's a brand new deck of cards for T. Texas Tyler. Get along, Jackass. Get along. Jackass Caravan, get up there, you underslung son of a mule. Hey, watch who you hit with that whip, will you? Jackass Caravan, cloppy clipping through the rain and slop. All you do is balk and stop, cloppity clop, bring me a mop, cloppity clip, cloppity clipping along. There's some eggs that is spoiled and now are stinking. There's some homemade brew for people a-drinking. There's a Sears robot girdle for a gal named Myrtle. Get up off of this Jackass. Get along. Get up there, boy. Pull up there, boy. Move along there, boy. Pull harder, boy. Come on, boy. Pull fast.
Well, golly, mister, I'm pulling just as hard as I can.
Jackass
Come on, John L. Pull harder, Solly. Take a hold there, Petrillo. Heave to there, Thermos Rock. Let's go there, Mortimer.
These guys are having too much fun.
That was great. Yeah. Was that line about a girdle for a girl named Myrtle?
Yep. Yep. Sears Roebuck girdle. Oh, yeah.
That was great.
It reminds me, there's Spike Jones did a version of Chinese Mule Train.
Oh, that's yeah.
Like, similar like that. It's just wacky. These guys are having too much fun.
I don't know what was going on at the Four Star label, but they recorded some really weird stuff. I remember you played the T Texas Tyler. What was that?
Another novelty record show. I'm drawing a blank.
Well, I played one by him, Cactus Pryor.
Oh, Cactus like, Pryor,
it,
yeah.
It was like, if I'd known you was coming, I would have baked a cake as a takeoff on that, you know.
Yeah. They recorded the wackiest stuff.
Yeah.
It really, definitely having a good time in the studio. They may have even figured out what they were going to record before they started recording.
I'll throw this on. This is a, you know, I guess you'd call it a heavy-duty blues record.
Nice.
But it is about a train. It's called Gone Dead Train by King Solomon Hill.
Oh, good Lord. That's a great wreck. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Is this one of the ones you found three of them in a jazz collection? Is this one of the... where?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes. You told the story about telling Don Kent the three records you wanted. Dude. And they all showed up.
Very
in one...
strange. Yeah. Oh. Very strange.
Deserved. I mean,
Well, I don't know if it's deserved, but I felt like it was a gift from my old pal.
And I'm going with her. Now I'm going to try to leave you today. Telling out the meal of farmer. And that train is just that way. Gotta go on that train. I'd say that even broke my heart. Boy, that you, I've been running around in this world. This train will wreck your mind, your life too. And I was a hobo. I called the minute boy. But I decided I'd pull down for a fast life. And take it as it comes. I reckon you go farming in India with two. There's so many people have gone down today. And this fast train north and southern sailed in life in clay. Ooh, I wanna ride your train. I said, look here, isn't ya? Can I ride your train? He said, look, you oughta know this train ain't mine, and you're asking me in vain. Said, you go to the Western Union, you might get a chance. I didn't know the Western Union run no train. Yeah, they go to the Western Union, you might get a chance. You might go watch with some of your people, and your father be sent right in. I thought it that way it was. I wanna go home. And that train is done gone dead. I wanna go. That train is done gone dead. I done lost my wife and my three little children and my mother's sick in bed. Help me with my back. Cause I'm a traveling man. Boys, I can't say yes.
What great condition that's in.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a
place.
It's a Decca Champion, you know, as opposed to the Paramount. And I think that's actually like a really good thing because I think there was better quality shellac, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's... I seem to recall that the stampers for those Decca Champions, actually, those are the only Paramount stampers to survive because they were kept at Decca. They didn't get returned. So they... You know, why didn't they make Brunswick reissue sets of stuff like that?
So, I,
how great would that be?
Now, I have a reissue by him down on Bended
Knee.
There's
one on Varsity.
Down on Bended Knee that's on Varsity, but as the Down South Boys. And it's from the original Stampers, and it sounds great, and the surface is good. Jeez. It plays strong. And
that is a really tough one, too. I've only seen it once.
Mm.
It's great, though. Yeah, a lot of those Varsities are actually the original Stampers.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
That's fantastic.
It's good enough for me. I'm not going to get the original Jeanette or...
No.
Oh, who cares? I don't care about the label, yeah. But, no, I mean, getting... That Varsity, to me, is... It's probably better quality shellac, so, you know, it's probably going to sound better than any of
those. Done a better job with the pseudonyms, though. You know, the Down South Boys, and there's this one guy...
What was the deal with that? They obviously had to have the rights to put those out. So why were they putting out these weird? They just thought that would sell better. I don't know. Who knows what these people were thinking?
I have a Memphis Jug Band on Varsity that's as the Dallas Jug Band.
And right.
It's like, why? You know. Although what the nice thing though is you can sneak those out, and some people won't look for those because it doesn't say Memphis Jug Band or it doesn't say King Solomon Hill. So sometimes you can sneak out a deal and get a good record for, you know, less than the cost of a mortgage.
You know? Yeah. Exactly.
What have you got for us?
Well, Bob? More blues, but this is all like right, cool. into the 50s.
Okay.
Willie Love and his Three Aces doing V8 Ford Blues.
Now I'm gonna get Big Boy Hogan's to come down and dig your grave and bring me my pick and shovel so I can chunk that in your face. I'll be right down at your bearing. Be riding in my V8 Ford. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, ooh, good, I declare you don't know. Now, when you join your insurance, you better make it sick and accident, too. You keep a mess with me, girl, you know something might happen to you, and I'll be right down at your bearing. Be riding in my V8 Ford. Well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know? Get my gasoline in the morning, check my oil late tonight. I don't have to worry, cause I know everything's all right, and I'll be right down at your bearing. Be riding in my vehicle. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know? Bring the doctor, babe, I'm gonna bring the undertaker too. All three of us will be waiting to see what did become of you. And I'll be riding down at your bearing. Be riding in my V8 Ford. Now, well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know?
Oh, man, that was nice.
You can get away with an out of tune piano like that on a trumpet record, you know?
Oh yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
great guitar sound.
Oh,
great guitar.
Yeah.
You got any V8 Ford records?
I do, but that's not what I was going to play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Buddy Moss doing V8 Ford record, so I was going to say we could do a little record theme if you want.
Go for it.
But you want to play yours and then we'll go around?
Sure, yeah. What I've got is a record out of Fresno, California by Dave Stogner and his Hayride Gang. Not many copies ever got out there because it's more regional, but a gentleman found a stack of store stock copies. And so I bought a pretty complete set of these. It was issued on a RCA custom yellow label for the Morgan record label. And this is called a Hard Top Race. And it's got some good playing, some excellent lyrics. I enjoy this one.
Nothing to do, not much on my mind. I saw a bunch of cars lined two in a row, all going into a hardtop show. I pulled up short, wheeled right in. I got myself a seat and the race began. Some started with a roar, others with a rattle. I knew right then there was gonna be a battle. Everyone was doing fine till they hit the end. The driver out in front went into a spin. The next car took the lead in no time at all. That's as far as he got because he hit the crash wall. Spin out, run round and round, in again, out again, upside down. I've eat all my popcorn and most of the sack, watching these drivers burn up the track. Who's gonna win? Well, I don't know, but I'm having a good time at this hard top show. They're trying to win a trophy, large or small, but they want the trophy giver, blonde and tall. Down in front, here comes the winner. He won a tank of gas and two chicken dinners. Boy, oh boy, am I having fun. They just announced that the tow truck won.
That's the same transfusion sound effect.
Nice. Eat the popcorn and part of the sack.
I've been there.
Oh my gosh,
that was good.
Yeah, I don't know, that transfusion sound effect got around to a few different records, didn't it? Oh man,
well, we'll have to find that 78 that has that sound effect, you know, like those Jeanette sound effects records, you know, have one like car crash, you know, have a series of car crash sounds.
Yeah. That may not be an episode of John's Old Time Radio that we ever do that's all sound effects.
Sound effect records.
That may not go over well. That may be the one we can't do.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that never interests me is what will go over well. So you never know.
Yeah, attention, listeners. We don't care.
Well, no, I don't mean it that way. I just mean, you know, it's more interesting to just do what sounds good to you. You know?
Yeah, well, exactly, right.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing what they think the people want. We're telling the people what they want.
Yeah,
you like it. You know, it's good for you.
Exactly.
That's right.
Mandatory.
You clicked on us. All right, so I'm going to continue with the V8 Ford by the Cedar Creek Chic,
ooh,
which I believe is Philip McCutcheon. And do you guys know anything about this guy?
No. Little, no.
Okay, well, it was released on like the Bluebird Blues series, but some people thought this guy was like a white country guy. And then recently somebody discovered his birth certificate, which said he was black. I mean, none of this stuff really interests me that much, but it's something people debate all the time whenever his name comes up. And it's really hard to tell by listening to him. His style could be, you know, anything. But he's great. And anyways, this is Ford V8.
Nice.
I get my record all straight, put my money in a Ford V8 log, and I ain't gonna walk no more. Drive into Charlotte and to Baltimore, park my Ford in the set of Prince Doe log, wanna play my radio. Now Pete and Francis lying in the bed, Pete turned over and Francis said, "Log, she ain't credit no more." Soon as I get my record all straight, put my money in a Ford V8 log, I ain't gonna pray no more. Some pray that all I pray at the gate, ask God to give me one a Ford V8 log, and I sure won't pray no more. I'm about to be convinced, wish I'd married him as head of prince and law, and I won't be lonesome no more. Big hearty and booty sitting on a log, hands on a trigger, eye on a hog log, Jimmy ain't gonna crack no more. Created all I pray in the road, ask God give me John Henry Ford and law, I sure won't pray no more. Some created all I pray at the gate, ask God to give me one Ford V8 law, and I sure wouldn't want no more. And all I pray and feel, ask God to give me an Oldsmobile, Lord, and I sure wouldn't want no more. Tell the truth. Now, soon as I get my record all straight, I'm gonna buy a Ford V8, Lord, and I ain't gonna walk no more. I'll drive in Charlotte into Baltimore, park my Ford in the Santa Francisco, Lord, wanna play my radio.
Fantastic. Nice, right? Some pray to the oil, some pray to the road. I started praying to John Henry Ford.
You played this record a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you hadn't heard this before.
Yeah, I haven't heard it before. It's fantastic.
This is my favorite car orient. Since we're talking about cars now, V8 Fords, okay. But now we're going to talk about Buick. But this record was made in 1954. But it's about a 59 Buick.
Really?
So they're kind of imagining what kind of a cool car you... But anyway.
In the future.
In the future. It's kind of cool. So it's, I love this record. Buick 59 by the Medallion.
Oh, would you like to go ride near my Buick 59?
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Oh, would you like to go ride near my Buick 59?
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Well, I'm telling you people that the riding's mighty fine.
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Got an 8-cylinder motor and a jet propeller overdrive.
Buick 59, Buick 59.
Got a
Reminds me of a
crazy seats, man.
What's the Chick Avery cartoon where they're talking about the car of the future, and it has things like the window at the bottom so you can see the faces of the people you run over. And I love that cartoon. You know, it reminds me of that, you know, future thinking. Well, do steamboats count as transportation? I guess we already did some
steamboat bill. Steamboat bill, yeah.
Steamboat bill. Well, this is... have I played you this record, Bob?
No, it's... No. Oh, wait a minute, you did.
Yeah.
And this is... I know this... The real label. Recorded in Pasadena, my hometown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is the real label. This is... Estelita, probably, with Bunny Bregman and his orchestra. Don't know who any of these folks are. And the song is Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. But this is borderline unhinged, I think. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Revisiting a song from like 1908.
Yeah.
I think when this song came out.
Yeah, but this is like probably late 40s, early 50s. Yeah. And it is not what you're expecting.
Okay.
Way down on the levee in Olalabami, there's daddy and mommy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What are they saying? Oh, what are they saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good cheap Robert E. Lee that comes to carry the cotton away. See them shuffling along. Hear them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down to the levee, I say to the levee. And then hear the shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Está papi y mami y Pedro González en las noches de luna llena. Mientras esperan se oye una bandolina. What's that they saying? Oh, what's that they saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. Es un barco lindo que va a llegar y se llama el Robert E. Lee. See them shuffling along. Hear them shuffling along. Let's go con sus parejas y vayan arriba a la orilla del río and then hear that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song y todos gritan, ahí viene mi barco waiting for the
Take Man. That.
It's a borderline assault.
It's interesting. Borderline insanity.
It's just there are no stops being held on that one.
Well, I remember the kid. I had a record on that label by Lalo Guerrero, and it was called Pancho Lopez.
Yes.
And it was a takeoff on the Davy Crockett song.
Pancho Lopez.
Yes. And it was recorded also in Pasadena. And I had that on a 45 on the real label. they specialized in nutty records, I think.
Yeah. Well, guys, I guess we're going to come down to the last record again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thanks again for doing this. It's always a fun time, a pleasure.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm really putting the listeners through the ringer on this one.
Yeah. Take that.
Yeah. I was gonna end with something else, but then when you played that record, it reminded me of this Harry Reaser version of that I have. That's actually a banjo solo with piano. Like I know he did this with one of his dance orchestras, but I don't think this record shows up that much. And it's a fabulous banjo solo.
Nice.
So this is also when the Robert E. Lee comes to town.
Okay.
So, all right. Thanks out there to you guys.
Okay. And, thank you, John.
Hope the listening audience had fun.
Yeah.
And if they didn't,
at least we did.
Well. Yeah. At least we did.
Okay. Well, let's cruise.
For the audience, so long for a while.
We love
That's
you.
That's all the songs for a while.
We love you. We love your audience.
Thanks for tuning in to John's Old Time Radio Show.
Ooh, that was nice.
Please join us next time, where John will chastise you, call you stupid, and say fuck off. Thank you and good night.
Well, that's great.
I'm going to use that in every show. Every show is going to end
That's
with that
a career
from now on.
She could have had.